Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, clearing unused apps from your phone or deleting unwanted photos or videos from your laptop can be a daunting and a fairly tedious task too. But taking time to organise and manage the digital data is certainly worthwhile. So what's the best way to go about it? Lee McGarran is a journalist with Silicon Republic and is on the line now. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Claire.
We should do this. Isn't that where we're starting from?
Absolutely. I mean, look, these are sort of problems. Everyone has them, and I'm no exception myself. The longer you leave this type of issue, the worse it becomes. So the main advice I would give to people is the best tip is start now. No matter how bad the problem is, you could always make it a little bit better. If you have a massive backlog, you know, you can deal with that piece by piece. But I think the best advice is start as you mean to go on. So for people who don't have some sort of, you know, method for managing all their data, making a basic system now will make things easier. And then you'll have the time to sort of, you know, fix whatever backlog you have into the future. And that's good for consumers or for business as well.
And where should you store all of this stuff, the photos, the videos, the emails?
Well, that's up to the individual, I suppose. There's lots of different options. I mean, most people are very happy storing it on, you know, their main things they use, your phones, computers, laptops, that kind of thing. There's always things that can be stored on email. There's plenty of cloud data storage as well, things like Google Drive and Dropbox and all. I think it's up to the individual based on how often they're using certain, you know, applications. If they need it constantly, it makes more sense that it's a bit easier to have, or if they're just storing something that they may need years down the line. The main thing I would say is that it's always good to have multiple places where you're storing your data, but also then not to be too complicated, not to have 50 different places. Know where all your data is, have it easy to access, but have it backed up.
And should you pay for it? Do you have to pay for it?
Again, I would say it depends on the individual. There's lots of good free options out there that give plenty of space. So for most people, I would say, you know, basic cloud storage options are free up to a certain point. You know, 25, 30 gigabytes of storage would be good for handling, you know, endless amounts of photos, a good few videos, documents, that kind of thing. If you're trying to store lots and lots of bulkier kind of data, it might make sense to have a subscription. You could always go for multiple options that are free, but again, that's a bit more more passwords to manage, more data sets to manage. So it's on the individual. I'd say when it comes to a business, you absolutely should have a subscription, because there's extra benefits that come with the likes of an enterprise monthly subscription as well.
Mm-hmm. Like additional security.
Exactly, additional security. Now, again, this all goes down to the individual, but I would say people should always take a few measures when it comes to storing their data, you know, to make sure it's secure. Biggest issues that can happen for businesses, it's true for individuals as well, but particularly businesses, is if there's some sort of cyber attack, all their data is in a single place, easily accessible. Maybe they're reusing passwords. So once they get hacked and those files get encrypted, they have no backups. And then they have to pay a ransom or comply, because there's nothing they can do. The business fully stops without it. And for a small business, that can be a debt, you know, sentence. So I would say it's always important to have multiple places of backups. There's a 3-2-1 system for businesses that should be followed. You should have three different locations for your data in two different kind of forms of media. And one should always be off-site, away from the internet, away from your regular storage systems. But for individuals, not be that advanced.
Okay, so for individuals, and this takes us back to our starting point, if you have thousands of photographs on your phone, you've got to clear those, Lee. Otherwise, you may be in a situation where you've so much data going on that you're having to pay for it to be stored. And what you're saying is you shouldn't really, as an individual, need to pay for storage.
Personally, I would say no. Unless you have massive amounts of data, I think it's far easier for people to make a couple of different accounts on a couple of different, you know, cloud storage options, or to, if they really want to actually pay for something, get something like a big hard drive. That way they can have something completely secure and separate from the internet. If it's not too risky for cybersecurity, just the likes of regular photos, yeah, having multiple accounts is fine. All you have to do then to avoid a subscription is make sure you have you know, somewhere secure that you've written down your passwords, your emails, you know where all your data is. That's the only issue. You don't want to forget 6 months down the line, oh, which email address was I using for which application? Where are my photos gone? If you can just have a simple solution to, you know, document where all your things are, you can complete your VoIP subscriptions mm-hmm. with a few different accounts.
People might be familiar with those apps that will keep all of that information for you. So the email address and all of the passwords. Are you in favour of those?
I would say within limits. Again, the likes of, you know, your browsers have the option to store your passwords very easily. I think it's a little bit risky personally, because in the, you know, unlikely event that you do get some sort of hack or security breach, you've just made the job easier for the hacker to go through all your different files, especially if individuals are reusing passwords. I think it's far better to have your password stored somewhere else. You know where it is, you know how to access it, you know where you can find your passwords. Keeping it online, I just think it's a little bit risky. And I'd also be wary about giving passwords to the likes of a third-party management thing. So that's my personal view. Again, it's up to the individual. It definitely makes life a bit easier, but I wouldn't necessarily say it makes life safer.
I'm wondering, are you suggesting we should write them down?
I think despite all the advancements in tech, I think you can't go wrong with good old pen and paper for certain things. Always handy to have a folder of your most important documents. I mean, again, it's great to have, you know, everything saved on cloud, everything saved on mobile. In the rare event you've lost these things, you know, your most vital data, your passwords and any personal information that you need to remember, it can't go wrong with a folder, I say. That old trips always work.
I think most of us will have signed up at some stage to brands and companies, maybe to get a discount, and you're still getting the emails from them with all of their special offers, and your email provider helpfully puts them into another folder for you and you just ignore them. Do you think that we should just unsubscribe from those, or can we continue to ignore them?
Again, I'd say it's up to the individual. If, like myself, I think my spam folder has become almost too big to handle in the back of my head now. There's thousands and thousands of emails. If it's something that's becoming an issue for you, I would say yes, there's always options if you scan through these emails that you can click an unsubscribe function. Most of these spam emails thrive on the fact that people just forget about them, and then they just keep flooding your database, keep flooding your emails. Again, it's one of those problems. It keeps getting bigger, but if you take a step now, you're going to make it a lot much easier for yourself in the future. That's true when it comes to spam emails. It's also an important one when it comes to subscriptions, because people have a tendency to, you know, sign up for a free trial for something, and then they forget a month or two later that they're paying a monthly subscription. You hear stories of people who realize 3 or 4 years down the line that they have an app that they're paying for and they never use. Mm-hmm. So it's always important for people to just keep an eye on that every so often.
So you need to go in and check that. Is there an easy way to get rid of the photographs that you don't want, the videos that you don't want that you have stored, particularly on your phone? Or do you just have to go through the pain of sitting down and going through each one?
Well, I would say when it comes to documents and the like, you know, or maybe applications that you wouldn't use too often, there are a good few functions out there. There's a few apps that you can get, sort of cleaner tools that can go through your system and say, oh, well, you haven't used this in a very long time. Do you want to delete that? It kind of simplifies the process for you. When it comes to photos, you can do the same logic, but obviously you don't want to be in a scenario where you lose a very sentimental photo. What if it's the last copy you have of that kind of photo? I think the best option is if you want to get it out of your phone, move all the photos to somewhere else, some new, you know, kind of cloud storage, and then you can have a quick scan through and see which photos you want to get rid of and which ones you want to keep. That would be my advice.
Lee,
anyway.
Thank you very much. We have to sit down and go through the pain, I think. Lee McGarren there, journalist at Silicon Republic. Let's go to the newsroom and to Brian Jennings.